Today I'm going to talk about what I call system control. I'm going to describe what system control is because that's the first thing you need to know. Not only that you are more than likely a part of system control, but that system control is part of your life almost entirely. And if that bothers you, I'm just asking you to take about 10 minutes of your endlessly busy and productive life to hear what I have to say. Hello, folks. This is Ernest. Thank you for being here. Where I send out my thoughts and observations to the entire world, usually every Monday and Friday. Now, when I talk about system control, I'm talking about the various means of controlling you. Think of it like an octopus with many arms. And even though those many arms may appear to be very different, in reality, regardless of their superficial appearance, they all come down to one single purpose: controlling you. Here's an example of just one of those many arms in action. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with HOAs, homeowners associations. This is where a person buys a property, be it a house, a condo, apartment, etc., within an HOA community. And you are expected to follow the rules of that HOA, which can mean anything from only being able to paint your property certain colors or the type of lawn art you are allowed to display on that property, to name but a few. So as a consequence of this, it's well known the numerous and legendary grievances of people who decided to buy in an HOA property that somehow, usually by not taking the time to read or paying a professional to read, the absurdities they were agreeing to when they signed the HOA agreement paperwork. To me, this is the equivalent of agreeing to become a slave or a contract for indentured servitude, which used to exist in America, and then being totally surprised and or outraged when you have shackles put on you. Now, one can view this in two very broad ways: sympathy for someone so completely unaware, or the other, no sympathy whatsoever for someone so fucking stupid. I suppose you can figure out which camp I'm in. Allow me to give you just one more example of system control that many people honestly don't give a second thought to, but are now paying a very deep price for their unawareness. You probably have not heard this in the news, and despite the devastating effects it's currently having and going to have for millions more, you're not going to, because just like any other system control, in America, truth is totally connected to the almighty dollar. And the truth I'm talking about would absolutely destroy real estate investors, bankers, and other scheming financial criminals overnight. And they simply won't allow that on the local or national 6 o'clock news. At least not until the problem becomes so overwhelmingly obvious, even they will no longer be able to deny it. And then the scam will finally be over. And that's exactly why I'm telling you this now, before the proverbial shit hits the fan. The simple truth is Arizona is very rapidly running out of water. And regardless of how modest or extravagant a home may be, the obvious reality is without water, it's worthless. I'm not talking about just a few small towns or communities near Tucson and Phoenix. I'm talking about the big cities of Tucson and Phoenix. And of course, don't expect them to admit this publicly. And as things get worse, their PR people will be working overtime to keep the population calm. So if you get anything out of what I'm saying here, Arizona is largely doomed. And Arizona as it currently is, particularly concerning Tucson and Phoenix, will be effectively gone within 5 to 10 years. I'm not saying Tucson and Phoenix are going to disappear. I'm saying that by those cities' current economy and population, they will essentially become ghost towns. Let that sink in for just a moment. Now consider this. If what I just said is even half accurate, people are going to be leaving Arizona en masse. So where the hell are they supposed to go? Well, if they're lucky, they have family or friends, wherever the hell they may be. But as far as system control is concerned, they are simply a problem that just needs to go away. You see, in this example, which could as well be applied to many other mid-sized or larger cities, if you're just renting an apartment, there are vital systems that are beyond your control. And when a vital system fails, such as water, but it could also be gas or electricity, you are totally screwed. Because those systems, which we mostly still take for granted, you don't control. They, in fact, control your life. Those systems control you. Now, here's just one last consideration, just to add more cheer to what I've already been saying. Let's say those very resources that I just mentioned could suddenly, without warning, be shut off. Not because of scarcity, but because of politics and the deliberately intentioned effect it would have on your life. Let me explain. Let's say the American government suddenly gave up any and all pretense of democracy and went full-bore authoritarian corporate compliance rule and engaged in measures to restore law and order, to control the unruly masses that are demonstrating and rioting because they're angry and desperate, which tends to happen when people and their children are suffering. But the powers that be don't necessarily have to break out the National Guard or even the military to restore order. They can do that in a much simpler way. In most American cities, large and small, there are apartment complexes, both small and large, and there are also very large apartment buildings. And because the vast majority of people living in these places tend to be of low to moderate income, well, let's just say the vast majority of those people don't and won't be voting for a Republican president anytime soon, they can quickly be brought onto line. To stop any mass protesting or rioting, anything interfering with or disturbing business as usual, by basically committing a modern-day siege. By simply surrounding those buildings with police or the National Guard and cutting off one, or potentially all, of the building's or complex's utilities, this would make unruly masses cooperate really quick. If you've ever gone through a power outage, which I once did for 8 full days, you know how terrible it is. Now imagine something far beyond that. Now, if everything I just said sounds unimaginable here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, well, maybe you should try real hard imagining it, because it's happened in America before, and this very action has been done and continues to be done all over the world. The actions of the Israeli government, in essence, demanding total subjugation of the Palestinians for decades, being a perfect example. Now, I want to make clear, I'm not stating that I'm pro-Palestinian or anti-Israeli. That is an entirely different subject. I'm simply just trying to illustrate what history has shown repeatedly, what governments can and will do to their own citizens whenever they deem it necessary, always in the guise of restoring law and order, which honestly translated means their laws, their order. So if you've hung around this far, you're probably wondering what you can do. That is both a simultaneously simple and complex question, beyond the scope of this particular episode. But in very general, I can tell you this. What you can or cannot do in your life to combat tyranny and system control is very dependent on the specifics of your life. I'm not writing a book as a guide to tell you what to do, because again, what you can do is very specific to your desires and your circumstances. And without me knowing that, there's no realistic way I can address that. And any kind of self-professed financial or life guru who claims to be able to offer you that in a book or a video is very likely a grifter, a crook, and that's the truth. So if you liked this, hated it, or have any questions, you can reach out to me in the contact link of my website in the description below. And if you do so, you'll probably feel better, and I'm a hell of a lot cheaper and more effective than therapy. Until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.